This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. On Wednesday afternoon in the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, NYPD officers shot and killed 34-year-old Saheed Vassil. Police say they responded to several 911 calls of a man brandishing a gun and found a man taking, quote, a two-handed shooting stance and pointing an object at the police. Four officers fired 10 bullets at Saheed Vassil, who was African-American. It turned out after the confrontation that Mr. Vassil was holding a metal pipe with a knob attached to it. Residents say Saheed Vassil was known in the neighborhood to be mentally ill, but harmless. The reaction in Crown Heights was tense.
It's unfair, totally unfair to the community, totally unfair to our race.
He always help you with it, going to your apartment or going anywhere. He don't bother nobody at all. That guy don't bother nobody. He's a very nice guy.
I'm afraid of my life. Anytime I see them, I get nervous. I'm driving down the street and I see them behind me. I'm scared because all they see is black.
Residents in Crown Heights, that sound brought to us courtesy of WNYC News there. Corey Provost is a community leader in Brooklyn and the district leader for New York's 58th Assembly District, which includes Crown Heights.
So I live on the border of Crown Heights. I heard the gunshots go off live yesterday afternoon.
Corey Provost eventually headed out to the scene of the shooting where he says he spent the night learning more about what happened.
It was very murky, you know, trying to sort the details of what happened, what didn't happen in the early stages of once I got onto the ground. A lot of individuals on the ground that said that he was unarmed. I didn't get, you know, from the officers I spoke to anyone else, no one mentioned that he had a gun. It wasn't until I think the police did their initial press conference that they had mentioned that he had something that looked like a gun. And, you know, this is the narrative that I just find the most troubling is it's always something that looks like a gun, oftentimes not them actually having a gun.
What are people in the community saying now, a day later?
They are upset. You know, I believe there's going to be a large gathering this evening. There is a lot of anger. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of fear. You know, everyone in the community feels that they could be next because it's always, again, something that looks like a gun. And then the reaction tends to be just, you know, just the overuse of force in situations like this.
How would you characterize, Corey, overall relations between the NYPD and the residents of Crown Heights in Brooklyn?
It's not that individuals don't like the cops. People understand their presence is necessary. We understand that we have to have, you know, open dialogue. And that's something that I always try and play a role in, making sure that those communication lines are open. Unfortunately, what I think is the main issue is usually we deal with the community affairs officers. And I think the NYPD has to step up and get more of the officers that are doing regular patrols to engage the community in more positive ways. And I think that will help broaden or strengthen the relationship.
What are people saying about Saheed Vassil in the days since his death, who he was and how he was known in the community?
Very, very sad. You know, everyone just says that, you know, he's a guy that everyone knows, that he's a guy that the police knew. They knew him to be nonviolent. They knew him to be just someone that's out and about in the community, very well respected, well held in very high regard as someone that's just, you know, the guy that's around the corner, that's, you know, hanging out, that's there not causing any trouble or doing any harm. So to see this happen, I think caught so many people by surprise.
For people around the country who might not know, Corey, are there any body cameras or other video footage routinely taken when NYPD officers are confronting situations like this on the streets of New York?
So my understanding is that the officers that responded were not wearing body cameras. So I think we obviously have to just speed up the process in getting the officers wearing body cameras because that could help definitely highlight what happens in these interactions. Now, I know they did receive video footage from some of the commercial businesses that I don't believe they've released that their footage. I saw a couple still images, but you know, I feel that if the still images corroborate their side of events of what happened, the entire video should probably do so. So I encourage the NYPD to, you know, just release the video footage in its full detail so people can get a real sense of what happened.
Corey Provost is a district leader in Crown Heights in Brooklyn in New York City. Corey Provost, thank you.
Thank you so much.